اللہ الرحمن الرحیم دشارف ابلو شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دوران شیخ العرب العجب دشا حکیم محمد اختصر نور اللہ ما کلہ ٹائٹل از رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو. سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو, اور میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو. سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو, میرے لبوں پر ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو, ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو, یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ, یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو, بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو، اپنے کرم کی بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے، آمین۔ اپنے کرم کی بھیک ہمیں مغفرت کی دے، بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو، بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو۔ یا رب تیرے کرم سے تو کچھ بھی نہیں بعید، یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید، رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو، رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو۔ عاصی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے، عاصی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے، پھرتا جے ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو، پھرتا جے ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو۔ یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفر، یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفر، توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو، توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو، سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو، رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو، میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو، میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو، پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو، پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو، رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. There is a beautiful dua of Hazrat, and we should all take it as a dua. Never ever think that we are at this stage, but a dua that Allah Ta'ala brings us to this stage, and it should build within us that desire, that feeling that Allah makes us like this in this dua which Hazrat has put in a very beautiful poetic form. And also, just by the recital of this dua in Urdu also. We perhaps all of us didn't understand. We didn't understand everything, and nobody can understand in full detail. We'll just try also our best at what we can to explain. But the deep meaning which Hazrat had in his heart, where we cannot reach that at all, what Hazrat felt at that time. And like most of Hazrat's poems, middle of the night, he just got up. He was just like woken up from his sleep and he just started writing without even thinking. So what the Allah inspired Hazrat was, and what was it in his heart, where are we going to reach there? But sarsari, outwardly little bit, we will try inshallah. So just by this recital of this, though even if we did not understand, Allah's rahmat is coming down on everyone. And as in this poem it is said, that Allah's rahmat comes down, like may it come down like a abshar, like a waterfall, cascade. And now it is coming down upon all of us who are sitting here. We came here for the intention of benefiting, of Islah, and according to our intention also, and Allah's rahmat. And we don't know who Allah's bandas are here, because one such banda, and there are such bandas amongst us, on their barakat Allah Ta'ala sends down, and everyone benefits also. So Allah Ta'ala always keep us pardoned also, and have this yaqeen, that just by sitting here also, that rahmat of Allah is falling down. Just open our hearts, and take it wholeheartedly, and it is coming into our hearts. Hazrat says that in the dua, Rahmat ka teri sar par mera aapshar ho. That's the title. Your Rahmat, O Allah, let waterfalls of it be coming down on my head. All the time, that the waterfalls of your Rahmat is coming down on my head all the time. Sajda me sar ho, O Allah, let my head be in sajda, and may Allah bless us with such sajda. Chasham bi yu ashkbar ho, and my eyes are also full of tears. What a wonderful condition. Head is down in sajda. Tears are flowing down from the eyes. Why won't Allah's rahmat come down? So this is the dua. Allah grant us this. Rahmat ka teri sar par mere aapshar ho. And particularly at that time, and we beg of Allah all the time, that, oh Allah, your waterfalls of rahmat be on my head. A person is in sajda and his tears are flowing from his eyes. Naturally, Allah's rahmat, waterfalls of rahmat, is coming down upon that person. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. And oh Allah, let it never ever happen that the fire of lust overtakes me. That desire of committing guna, whether it is a lustful guna, to do what all our immorality, etc., whatever it might be, to go to this site or that site, or to think of evil, to look at evil, whatever, or even just there to do things for name and pride, my name must come in. That I did this, I know this, I can read like this, I can make bayan like this. That nafs that overpowers us at this time, or anything like that, or some ghibat is carrying on, and to take enjoyment from it. And they must speak more about this. Or you add also little fuel to it. Whether it is personally we are sitting, or whether it is on the cell phone with the groups and the WhatsApp and all that, we also reading and enjoying. So that nafs wants that enjoyment. That what they saying about this, what they say about that person, all that enjoyment. Various types of all, oh Allah, let it never be that the fire of lust overtakes me. Let my nafs be under control. Yesterday in Homestead Park, Maulana Imran was translating. And as he was explaining and translating, a thought came to my mind by his barakat and Hazrat Ash'ar's barakat, that our body is like a house. And in this house, you are the owner, you are living, but your workers, your helper, any of your workers, they came and they took control of the house. Now you are like out of the house. Or if you are there, they put you in a worker's room, in a maid's room or something. And they have taken control. We know what a condition that is, how terrible. So this body also, the ruh has to be in control. But the nafs has overtaken. the nafs is ruling here. So if anyone, if our house is like that, who will sit in peace? But our body, almost 99% perhaps of us, is such that our nafs is in control. But yet we're eating without any worry. We fall asleep without any worry. Whereas our house is being occupied by our enemy. And they're occupying and we're not worried also. Hey, somebody has taken over your bank account. You've got millions in there. And now you're not in control. Somebody is, they did something and they took over everything. Who's going to be resting in peace? So yeah, our nafs is in control. Everything, this nar is shahwat. When it comes, not even that, even if there's strong desire, we just lost. We just want to satisfy ourselves, our ego we want to satisfy, our lust we want to satisfy, our nafs we want to satisfy. So Hazrat, this is a beautiful dua. And if we can, Allah give us tawfiq to read, learn it also and make this dua in these words. The words like of hadith, how what great value that is, the greatest. Quranic duas, hadith duas, but these pious people's duas also compared to our duas. If we will read this, how wonderful Allah's rahmat will come down. Dil mein na mere khair ka koi bhi khar ho. And oh Allah, let there never ever be the thorn of anyone besides you in my heart. Right? Like when a thorn pricks a person, then how a person feels. And if that thorn, you wanted to take it out and it broke. Now that one piece is inside, you got a problem. And if that thorn is of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah, that is enjoyable, that is wonderful. Now all the time you just with Allah. But ghairullah, some woman or some money or some, and perhaps some haram, even halal, so much in dunya, even halal business, but so much in it that you're of ghairullah. And if it is of haram dunya and haram, of sports, etc., of all this dunya's things, of politics at the moment, politics just carrying on everywhere, all our discussions, politics all the time. So all the time that shows that a thorn is in the heart and is broken, we just talk it. So oh Allah, let never there ever be a broken thorn in my heart of anything besides you. Keep my heart only for you. Dil mera ho jaye, ek maidan hai hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That's like that condition Allah Ta'ala makes us. So this should be our desire. And that is why we are coming here, to try and develop this, to try and come to that stage. We are nowhere, anywhere. We haven't started also the journey. Mere labo pe zikr tera bar bar ho. And on my tongue, oh Allah, your zikr be all the time, over and over. And I get that enjoyment. Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein taaseer door jaam hai. Just by taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, a person goes in a trance. May Allah make our condition that we don't fall asleep while making zikr. While zikr is carrying on, we like unmindful, just sleeping. No enjoyment. But we enjoy taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. A person just thinking of his beloved, he's engaged to a girl. Now the name is so dear to him. Thinks about her, it is so sweet to him. Allah Ta'ala, the creator of beauty, how much mustn't that be? Phir dil bafeze zikr mera pur bahar ho. And then make it, which will be a result of zikr, that ya Allah, that my heart now becomes pur bahar. Bahar, the season of spring. That means a glorious, beautiful condition in spring. A person has got a beautiful garden and everything is blooming in spring. Hey, the flowers are out, the grass is beautifully green, the trees are lush. Everything is wonderful. You got some waterfalls in there, some little stream flowing in there. Let my heart, by the phrase of barakat, let my heart become like that. And if we reach there, anywhere near there, we all know that what's the condition of such a person. And that is where we have to reach. That is where we have to get to. And we'll make this effort, Allah will take us there. And we will get there. Hum sabko teri yaad se hasile qarar ho. Oh Allah, make it such that for all of us, by remembering you, our hearts have contentment. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Hearts get contentment only really by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, today any gathering we talk of anything besides Allah, our hearts are happy. Just bring Allah in the talk, then our hearts go off that. We don't like that talk. How far we are. So Allah make it that we can come on that when Allah is spoken about, deen is spoken about, some masala is spoken about, then our hearts find joy and pleasure. And by the barakat of zikr, all the time our heart is like that. That enjoyment be there all the time. Dil bhoolne se bhi, dil bhoolne se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. And my heart becomes such, O Allah, that if I have to forget you sometimes some condition, a sudden work comes about a person gets involved in that matter, anything like that. Like for example, you are in your office, you are in your shop, some now government official came, they want to check up, now you busy with the person, now your mind went off Allah Ta'ala. When that happens, O Allah, then let my heart quickly, I realize it's restless my heart. There's something wrong now. I'm not finding enjoyment and peace. I've forgotten you. Oh Allah, you are gone out. That's why my heart is now restless. Oh Allah, make our hearts condition like that. That when we forget you, or sometimes we are overpowered with something, then suddenly I just find my heart, like the needle giving the indication, it's just going from one side to the other. It's restless. Like that, oh Allah, make my heart. Like Hazrat gives a beautiful example, magnet, or a compass on the tip of which is a magnet, and then it faces north all the time. And the minute you move it from north, you see it just rattles. It becomes restless all the time. So our hearts also, the magnet must be with Allah. As soon as it's gone away from Allah, it becomes restless. That needle is just going violent this way, that way. Oh Allah, make our hearts like that. And these are all du'as that Allah makes us reach these stages. Har ek guna se mujhe ya rab firar ho. Oh Allah, from every guna, make my condition such, where there's guna, I just run from there. I don't go anywhere near guna. Wherever I sense any guna, somebody is coming, I know he's going to talk now about sports. He's going to talk about this, or he's going to talk of some haram also. Then I just want to run away from there. I just can't take it. And people start talking about things also besides Allah, all other things, then I just want to run away from there. So our condition becomes, may Allah bless us, that from every guna we just want to fafirru ilallah, run towards Allah Ta'ala. We run away from all guna. Yak lamha asiyome tera mera shumar na mera shumar ho. Oh Allah, not for a single moment must I be counted amongst the sinners. Not even for a single moment must it happen that I am counted amongst the sinners. Hazrat says, the worst moments of a person's life, like I say, it was my blackest day of my life. The worst moments, the blackest moments, days of our lives are those which are spent in sin. In the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. That Rahman who gave us everything, and openly in front of Him, we disobeying Him, and He is angry and upset with us, and I am happy about it. That the blackest moments and days of our lives, when we are in sin, whatever it might be, wherever we might be, but whenever we are in any type of sin, that is the worst moments of my life. Basti ho ya chaman ho ke wo kohsar ho, whether I'm in a city and a developed place, or whether I'm in a garden, beautiful garden, or whether I'm at the top of the mountain, wherever I may be, ya Allah, jaun jidhar bhi dil mera tujh par nisar ho. Wherever I am, O Allah, my heart is sacrificed on you. Whether I'm in the aeroplane, whether I'm in comfort and ease, wonderful food is in front of me, halal, jais food, you're enjoying it, but my heart is on you, O Allah Ta'ala. Whether I'm in difficult condition, there also, O Allah, my heart is on you. All the time, my heart's connection with you, no matter what my conditions may be, sometimes some difficult condition, sometimes some good condition, but all the time, my heart be connected with you. Apne karam se bheek mujhe maghfirat kijiye. And O Allah, out of your karam, your kindness, And here Allah has used the word karam, that Allah Ta'ala is kareem. And kareem, Hazrat explained many times, is He, Allah, who shows mercy even on the sinners, even on the disobedient people. So Allah, You are kareem. Give me that, I'm begging of You, that You give me my forgiveness. You are such, You love to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Time is coming. Laylatul Qadr, for reading this wonderful dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. 15 Shaban night dua. This time is coming to beg of this forgiveness, and all the time, now, every time. Oh Allah, You give us, I'm begging for You that You forgive us. Banda tera mehshar mein ye na ye sharamsar ho. And oh Allah, let the slave of Yours on the day of Qiyamah, let him not be disgraced and humiliated. Save us, oh Allah. Save us everywhere here in this world also from being disgraced and humiliated, and even on the day of Qiyamah in front of everyone. Yeah, if a person is humiliated amongst the people who are now on the earth, but Qiyamah day, all people, from Adam a.s. till Qiyamah day, and to be humiliated and disgraced in front of them all, oh Allah, save us from that also. What a beautiful dua of Hazrat. Ya Rab, Tere Karam Se Ye Kuch Bhi Nahi Ba'id. And oh Allah, all this, I'm asking of You great, great things. And who am I? I'm a sinner. I'm so useless. I'm so useless. I'm so useless. I'm so bad. I'm the worst sinner. But of Your Karam, nothing is far-fetched. Everything a person asks, he says, oh Allah, I know. With which mouth am I asking? This filthy, dirty mouth of mine. With this filthy, dirty heart of mine. But You are so kareem, that even on persons like me, You will show Your kindness, oh Allah. Rahmat baroze hashar teri beri be shumar ho. And here also Hazrat said that in sajda my head be, and tears are flowing, and Your rahmat is coming. But Qiyamah day, even more I want Your rahmat, oh Allah. That on the day of Qiyamah, that Your rahmat be limitless. Uncountable, that Your rahmat is just pouring. What is a waterfalls also? What's a cascade also? What is Victoria Falls? What is Niagara Falls? Oh Allah, Your rahmat becoming on me on the day of Qiyamah with great, great torrents on me. Aasi agar ho muttaqi tarke gunah se. If a person is a gunegar, aasi. But if he becomes a muttaqi by giving up gunah. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that even now as we are sitting, a person makes this firm intention, Tawbah he makes, Ya Allah, Allah, I make Tawbah of all my gunas. And we all make, let us make now in our heart, that from all our gunas I'm making Tawbah, and I'm making Tawbah, and I'll never commit them again. This is a different thing. We know how weakness we might fall, but at the moment we had determination, I'll never commit that gunas again. And I make Tawbah, and I realize I've done wrong. I admit I'm the worst. There's nobody like me. I'm the worst. And oh Allah, You make me maaf. Already at this moment now, that person has become a muttaqi by giving up guna. And phir taj wilayat ka wahi tajdar ho. And then that person immediately already now, the crown of wilayat, of being a wali of Allah, the wali, like a king's crown. The wali's crown Allah has put on your head already. You just make that tawbah now, that Ya Allah, my life, all my guna, all my terrible, I make tawbah. I'm not going to go back. That is what the majlis is supposed to be all about. We come here, and if we make this tawbah in here, Pirahil Hazrat explains, before explains, you get up from the majlis, release, you are wali of Allah already. Now Allah has put the crown of wilayat on your head. Keep it on your head. Don't let it fall down again. Don't go and commit guna again. If unfortunately again you made guna, again make tawbah. Allah will put the crown back onto your head again. We let it fall off, Allah will put it back again. We just make tawbah. Ya Rab, fida ho tujh pe is akhtar ka har nafas. When this is the condition, Ya Allah, You are so kind, You forgive so much. Let me now become such that every breath of mine, I only sacrifice it on You. For no one else. not for my business. Business also, your command, I'm doing it. My wife, my family also, your command, I'm doing it. Everything for the pleasure of Allah. Whatever I do, I put some itar, sunnah of my Nabi. That's why I'm putting it. And for your pleasure, O Allah. Miswak I'm making, mutahharatul lilfam, mardatul lirab. It cleans the mouth. Allah becomes happy. Sunnah of my Nabi I'm fulfilling for your pleasure, O Allah. Whatever I do, everything for your pleasure, O Allah. And everything with sunnah of my Nabi that I'm doing. So, O Allah, every breath of mine be given for you. Tawfiq aisi aapki laylo nahar ho. O Allah, give me such tawfiq day and night. 24 hours, make me like that. What a beautiful dua of Hazrat. May Allah accept it on behalf of us all. And Hazrat says, all who are present and all who are not present for them also. All the females of our family, them also. All the males also. Our parents also. Our connections also. Our asatiza, our mashayikh. Our family, everyone, may Allah grant us all this. What a beautiful dua. May Allah Ta'ala make it a reality for us, inshallah.
Hazrat Wala Arifullah Ka Kalam. Title hai, Ur hai, Ur gaya rang husn-e fani ka. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka. Hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka. Hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka. Hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. Mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne. Mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne. Mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne. Naaz tha jinko zindagani ka. Naz thaz thaz tha jinko zindagani ka. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se. Jab khula haal dare fani ka. Jab khula haal dare fani ka. Mir ab dil ko kis se behlaaye. Mir ab dil ko kis se behlaaye. Mir ab dil ko kis se behlaaye. Ur gaya rang husne fani ka. Ur gaya rang husne fani ka. Dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim. Dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim. Dil laga bas khuda se ae zalim. Khauf kar mote nagahani ani ka. Khauf kar mote nagahani ka. Shaykh kamil ke faiz se dil hai. Shaykh kamil ke faiz se dil hai. Shaykh kamil ke faiz se dil hai. Hamile kaif javedani ka. Hamile kaif javedani ka.
کے تن کو عطا عطا ہو ان کا غم، خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم، خاک تن کو عطا 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 ہو ان کا غم، ہے صلہ ان کی مہربانی کا، ہے صلہ ان کی مہربانی کا، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ اللہ والوں پر، مستی مستی خمر آسمانی کا، مستی خمر آسمانی کا، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، حامل کیف جاودانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا، کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن پانی کا.
I told Maulana Musa to do it, but Maulana Musa is not yet Nana and Nani. So Nana and Nani have to do that. That we do. They know what they're going through, Nana and Nani. So all this, so Dada, Dadi, Nana, Nani, that's a different life which we don't know. But what Hazrat has written here, really, let us appreciate and use our Jawani as Hazrat has written here. Don't be sorry afterwards. Use our young, what we got now. A person cannot imagine what old age is. And therefore go and sit with old people. And talk with them and then see what is old age. Old age, today somebody was saying, old age is very difficult, very hard. Old age is not easy. And at this age of ours, if we now live our life as Hazrat is explaining, we will enjoy old age. Otherwise, generally, our many buzurgs also, they had to go through all this old age, what conditions they went through. Some became paralyzed, some became all the different conditions they all had to face. So this is what a person can have some idea about. Urgaya rang husne fani ki ka. This all our, while we are young and all this enjoyment, good health, everything we are doing, rushing here, doing this, talking with this, shouting this person, fighting with that person, all we just doing things, that time is gone now. When you come to your old age, your whole body now, your mind not working properly, your body not working properly, you forgetting also, some short term you forget, some long term you forget. To get up is a problem, to sit is a problem, you go toilet is a problem, everything. And only these old people know how their nights pass. Some of them, all the difficulties of the night and that, if we have somebody, we will have some idea that what this condition is, that how the nights pass, how the days pass, everything, how Hazrat has put the beautiful picture. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka. Like all, most of us are sitting, jawan, we are healthy, no problem, everything healthy is there, and looks are there, and money is there, and everything is there. Hey, lakab aaj nana nani ka. But the time soon comes that you have become nana nani. In other places, Hazrat explained, now the back is also bent, and everything now, it's no more like before now, everything is going in a different way now. Kaisa dekha tha, ho gaye kaise. When you see the person, I at this person I knew him, and when you talk also, he was like so sharp and alert and everything, doing here, doing that. Now, how has he become? Now it's completely different. And we all know some old people that we know around us, how we saw them, how they have become. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? In which fool's paradise are you living? On my youth I'm thinking that I can do this, I can fight with people, I can boss people, I can just do this haram, do that haram and just carry on. This jawani, in which fool's paradise are you? Use it for Allah's pleasure. Use it for the deen of Allah. Use it for the pleasure of Allah. Don't waste your youth. And every person, great ulama also, at the end of their life, they say that our lives, we didn't use them properly. They did all deen's work. But when you come there and you see the hole, you see your back again, I could have done this work, that work, that work. So many things you feel you could do. And I didn't do that. I had this opportunity. I had that opportunity. So, just like every person who advises a student, tell them that appreciate your time. Afterwards, you'll be sorry. Everyone, afterwards, we are all sorry that how I, during my days of my being a student, I should have even worked harder. I should have even worked more. I should have stayed more with taqwa. Today, it should have benefited me. So, everyone realizes this later. So, don't let that happen. Appreciate this, what we have gone. Every moment, appreciate it. And every breath of ours, appreciate it. Mil gaye khaake qabar mein kitne. There is only old age. Now, what about those who have gone into the sand of the qabar? Every day we are burying people. We are going for janazas every day. Then, of course, it's far too late. While in old age also, it's Allah's shukr also, that a person, if Allah turns his mind to Allah Ta'ala, and if old age come and still only dunya's fikr, still we want to fight for this inheritance of ours, we're still going this place, that place, and we are still worried of dunya, very sad. And old age, a person, Hazrat says, you can become 90 also, you can't do anything. But still the desires are there. If still that is still burning in a person, all the desires of this dunya and that, very sad. But otherwise, in old age, at least you make tawbah. You turn to Allah Ta'ala. But if you've gone in the qabr, then where you're going to make finish, that time of tawbah also is gone. So appreciate our time when we have got it. Naas tha jinku zindagani ka. Those who are proud about their lives, today they are in the sand of the qabr. And the sand, they fill up the qabr and put the sand higher than the qabr also. Full it is. That is where you will be. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se. This world with all its beauty, everything carrying on. The sports is carrying on and all beauty contests are carrying on. And whatever shows are carrying on and everything else, and I had so much interest in my fishing and I had so much interest in my sport, all this, but now this thing means nothing to me. Now your friends come and the children tell Dada, come, we go here. Dada doesn't want to go anywhere anymore. Please Nana, do you come? Nana doesn't want to go anywhere. And in fact, sometimes the children, otherwise the children also feel we better off without Dada and Dadi. We enjoy ourselves, with them here coming, then all the time we have to be seeing to them and that. They groaning all the time, they moaning all the time. And at that age then, you finding fault with everything. What you enjoyed in your youth, now why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And they feel we doing what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? And you finding fault, now they don't want you around also. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se, jab khula hal dare fani ka, when the condition of akhirat opens to a person. Then the what of my life in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, hisab, kitab. Now he realizes that I was thinking nothing wrong with sports. Now he sees everything is wrong with sports. With this there was nothing wrong. This food, and enjoying, having prize over prize. Nothing wrong, halal, everything. But now you say, I wasted my time in all that. I should have been sitting in a masjid. I should have gone in jamaat. I should have gone for a tikaf. I should have gone for umrah. I should have made my time valuable. Now he realizes that all things which are permissible, Now he's finding fault with them. When reality of akhirat, when one subhanallah, now you realize what you're going to get on one subhanallah. One qul huwallahu ahad you're going to get. Now why must I waste my time with just unnecessary discussion? And so much of our discussions, we're just wasting time all the time. یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. And in your old age now we have seen also the person is paralyzed, he's in bed, he's calling for the wife, she's not even responding, she knows he's calling, but now what, who you going to talk? Nobody is there for you, children are not, and you in a different life now, you can't make yourself happy with anyone. And then you say also, nobody understands what I want to speak, nobody understands me. At that time there is no one. If you made your contact with Allah is there for you that time also, and you just keep your contact with Allah Ta'ala. Ur gaya rang husn fani ka, the time has come now when this husn fani, this beauty which is definitely going to finish off, your own beauty, the beauty of your wife, everything around you also, the house can be still beautiful, the garden is beautiful, but it doesn't appeal to you, it doesn't mean anything to you now. And that is what's going to happen in old age. All these things which were such amusements at one time, which were totally absorbed a person, now you hate all those things. The time comes, what is the entity, like one beautiful example, a person living in a village, and this yo-yo season. So children play with yo-yo. We all know what it is. So everyone has got one. So the little, the child also wants, he tells his father, father says that when I go to the city, then I'll get you one. So he goes to city one day a week, he goes, he does his shopping, buying. When he came back now, the son is running, 4 or 5 year old son, I'm going to get my yo-yo. He comes off the bus, and he comes now, he says, yo-yo, he says, such a craze, everyone sold out. But they promised me next month that we're going to get the yo-yo. So now he didn't get it, the child is sad, crying, it has a lot of effect on the father. My child, I couldn't please him, I couldn't make him happy. In the meantime, the child had to go for studies now, he had to go to school, madrasa, they send him away to the city. And then he had to go further, he carried on studying. In the meantime, the father bought the yo-yo. He went on till he became a doctor or whatever. And now the father kept that yo-yo in the father's old man's head. He said, I must make my son happy. When he came qualified as a doctor and all the people celebrating, so he takes out the box now and he says, my son, today I'm going to make you really happy. What you going to give me, my daddy? He says, yes, this yo-yo you wanted. He long forgot, it was out of his mind. But the old man, he's still thinking of it. He says, you're humiliating and disgracing me now in front of all the people. What must I do with a yo-yo? So what was such an amusement at one time, afterwards it comes and it's the greatest humiliation and the greatest disgrace at a later time. Young people, we get involved in so many things. We want to build this empire, this, we have got this lust and that desire, fulfill this, fulfill that. This very things now, you just curse yourself now. Or you rather taunt yourself. You tell yourself, oh, what did you get involved? So at this age, we don't understand it. And this parda which is over us, it just doesn't want to go away. Afterwards, when the parda is removed, then we realize. But then it's too late. How Hazrat has informed us of this. And fortunate is that person who takes this lesson now. And therefore, we have been advised a lot to sit with old people and take their advices. And if they give us, there are those who give us wrong advice also. Still, not wrong things. But if they give you the good advice, don't waste your time in life. Make it valuable. Prepare for akhirah. Don't get involved in guna is guna. But even in permissible things, try and keep away. Just be that you're going to appreciate afterwards. And akhirat is even more. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. Oh my friend, we do not understanding. Understand. Put your heart only with Allah. With Allah. Your youth which you have gotten, fortunate are those youth who really connect themselves with Allah Ta'ala. And they spend their time also accordingly. Khauf kar maut na kahani se. Fear that maut that comes suddenly. There are some people who don't reach this old age and they can make tawbah and reflect also. Just suddenly motor car accident. Suddenly a hijacking, robbery, shooting, and there you are gone. And you didn't make any tawbah whatsoever. Fear that death, of a sudden death that comes on a person. Sheikh Kamil ke faiz se dil hai. By the company of the Sheikh Kamil and our Sheikh, his Ash'ar, and our Sheikh Kamil, his benefits we are getting spiritually. Hamile kefe javedani ka. A person has that condition of an ever living life. And like a shaheed doesn't die. He only transfers from dunya to akhirat. Like this with the Shuwat Hazrat Barakat, we also can make our hearts like that. That we will only change from this dunya to akhirat. No death for such a person. And Maulana Qasim Ali, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away. Then my granddaughter, she was 8 years that time. She saw him in a dream. He came home and he's eating and talking and friendly with everyone. He said, but you passed away. He said, we don't die. We are living. And many other instances of the shuhada, they not dead. They are living all the time. So, by this we have, by the shaykh and our shaykh, mashallah, in this ashar of our shaykh that we are listening to, let us take it that Allah make us like that also. Khaketan ko atahu unka gham. Oh Allah, this body of mine which is made of sand, which is useless, it's going to go into sand, sand into sand. You sacrifice sand for sand, what did you sacrifice? Let in this heart, let in this body in my heart be your love, Allah. Fill your love in my heart, O Allah. Unki mihirmani ka. And this is by the kindness of Allah, that He grants us His love. This is only by the mercy and kindness of Allah. Otherwise, we are too far to have the love of Allah. Chahe humko, chahe hum, that you love us, O Allah. Hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. We are not such that we can be loved by Allah. But you love us, O Allah. Aap chahe humko, hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Haal dekho to Allah walo par. You want to see this condition? Those who are Allah wala. Then you see that what enjoyment they are in all the time. And even them, though outwardly old age overtakes them also, but they had the connection with Allah. They don't grieve. They are not sorry. They have physical pains for whatever they go through, some hardship. But spiritually, they are connected with Allah Ta'ala. Masti khamre asmani ka. They have the josh of that leaker which comes from the sky. The love of Allah Ta'ala which fills their heart. Sun lo qissa zubane akhtar se. Listen to the story, the moral from the tongue of akhtar, our Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Iske dil ke ghame nihani ka. And what is that story? What he's telling you from that hidden, pain from his heart. That you are still young, you don't understand. Understand, you also going to get old. You will also become a nana, nani, a dada, dadi. And then you will realize, but understand it before and make your jawani valuable. Make your youth valuable, very fortunate is that person. Otherwise, we think that as old people just talking and that, let us enjoy also. You will enjoy it and now you don't want us to enjoy. Let us enjoy. But it wasn't enjoyment. It was foolishness. It was stupidity. And especially if you were in haram, how terrible it was. But if you understand and you make tawbah, and especially in the youth you realize it, and you make your youth, may the day come like in the past, how the youth were also so pious. So alhamdulillah, we have some youth like that. In this youth of theirs, they are sacrificing on Allah. They will see what they will get from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, this parda is so much on our head, we just can't understand. May Allah give us the reality, inshallah.